ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Hei. The beginning of the Gemara is a hemshech of the previous blot, where there was a machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish, if the raya necessary in the case of a shtar matana, where we don't know if the noisein was a shchimira or a bari. If he was a shchimira and he's oimed, the matana is bottle, and if he's a bari, the matana is kayim. The Gemara said that according to the Chachamim, we need a raya to be mighty moment. What type of raya is a machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yechon had said that you need a raya be'edim, and Reish Lakish had said, you need raya b'kiyam ashtar. And on that, the Gemara earlier had asked the Kashub, Yechon asked Reish Lakish from the Maisib Nebrak, and Echad, somebody sold Nichsei Aviv, and he died, and there was a Shailif, he was a Katan b'shas de'mechira, or he was a Gadol. At first, the Gemara thought that the property was by the Yisaimim, and the Lekuchis wanted it, and then the Gemara said, no, the case was that the property was already by the Lekuchis, and the Yisaimim now, the Bnei Mishpacha, come to Ma'arer on the Mechira, and they're saying that he was a Katan B'Shas Misa. And they asked Rabbi Akiva, what should he be bided? What should he do? How could he tell if he was a Katan or not? Could he be bided him Lacha Misa? And Rabbi Akiva had responded that you can't be bided him because he can't be Manavel the Mace, and also Simon Masuin Lishtanis, and it's not a conclusive riot. So the Gemara begins on Kuf Nun Hei that Hachi Kamal Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shimon Lakish Bishlem Lididi. According to me, Damina Raya Bekiyam Ashtar. According to me, that I say that the raya that's necessary is in the Kiyam Ashtar. So Hayin in the Meshkachas La Denachsi Lekuchas Nechasim. It makes sense why the Lekuchas are in the Nechasim, because they can bring a raya in the Kiyam Ashtar, and if they bring a raya in the Kiyam Ashtar, then they could say that they had a right to take the property. But according to Reish Lakish, this is after the Gemara was mapech of Yechon Reish Lakish, and according to you, that's a right be'ed, the mechem mishkach to the nachsi lekuchsu nechasim. How could it be that the lekuchas should go into the nechasim? How do they have a right to go into nechasim without proving that the one who sold it to them was a gadol? Mechem teisi was a gadol, maybe it was a katan. They have no raya, so they can't go ahead b'chlal into the nechasim. So in here, Ricky Vager asks, and the Bido also asks this, that the Fi Taisus had said earlier on Daf Kufn and Dalid that the only time we are not Seimich on Chazaka de Rava to say that probably if he was a Giel Echlal Shanim, if he was 13 years old, he probably was a Gadol. The Chazaka of Rava is that somebody who's a Giel Echlal Shanim is all, does not Ein Etzrich Medika, Ein Etzarch Medika, because it's Chazaka, there's Mevia Simanim. The only time we're not Seimich is only if you were Baidik when he was a Giel Echlal Shanim and he did not find Simanim. Then you can be choishes that maybe it was a katan bizman ha-mechira. But when there was no bedika, then you go with chazak and the rava that if he's a gil, a chlal shneisav, and smistama, he brought simanim. And if he had simanim, he was a gadol. So frek, rikveg, neid v'yuda. So what's the Gemara's kasha? That lididcha, according to you, the amrit rai be'edim. How could the kuchas go down to the nechasim? Why can't you say that we're talking about that there was no bedika? If there was no bedika on this person who made a mechira on this katan, so mistam, if he was a gil echlal shanim, he was also a gil echlal simanim, and he was mistam a gadol. He had simanim gadlus, and the mechira is a good mechira. So why does the Gemara say that according to you it's shver? How could lekuchas be in the nechasim? So the Yehuda is mechiach from this Gemara to argue on Taisvis and say that the chazak of the Rava only makes a suffix, it's not a vadai. I mean, suffix, taki can't be mighty moment. The male Taisvis, he argues from this Gemara if I care from Taisvis. The feed Taisvis, then in the case where there was no bedika, you should be able to be saying the chazak of the Rava to be mighty moment. And then one would have a kasha, then how can the lekuchas be nachsil nichse? But according to the Yehuda says, Allah ma, it's mucha from the Gemara that chazak of the Rava is not strong enough to be mighty moment. It only creates a suffix, and like the Gemara is clearly in the Gemara in Nida is also mashma like that, because it says that doesn't help for chalitza, and misafik can't be mighty moment. Well, the achrayno miyashiv that you can't be mighty. The taste whole kasha earlier, we had spoke this out in the previous year. Taste whole kasha earlier that can be say the chazaka the rava is only bitsiruf the chazaka that ain't enum chesmon al shtar el kinasa begodo. In other words, ain't a chanami the night is gerecht that a chazaka the rava that if a gil echlal shnoisav mistami brought chazaka that he brought simanim is not enough to be mighty moment. Taisol Kasha earlier was that the Mitzar of the Chazaka the Rava with the Chazaka that Edom do not sign the Shtar unless it was Nasa Begadol. And the Tais had to answer and say that the case was that we checked the child out. The cut was Nivdak when he was a Gil Echlal Shonim, and we did not find Simonim, and therefore we have no Chazaka Derava. But then it's not Shver, the Kveges Kasha now from our Gemara in Daf Kuf Nun Hey. Because over here, Rabbi Yechon is talking about before the Gemara answers and says, as far as Eina Einim Chais Mel Kanasa Begadol. That's exactly what the Rosh Lakish answered him back. The Rosh Lakish answered him back and said that the Hemshacha Gemara. He said, what are they saying is a cotton? You can't say it's a cotton. So the Gemara is being mechadish that. That means that when we asked the Kash over here, when Rabbi Yechon asked the Kash to Rish Lakish, it was going without the Chazaka that Eino Edom Chaisman Elm Kenasim Begadol. If it's going without the Chazaka that Edom would not sign on a star unless the one who's making the transactions of Vadei Agadol, so then you don't have that Chazaka to Mitzarf with the Chazaka de Rava. So really, you can't say that over here they could assume that he's a gadol because if he was a gila chal shonim and chazaka de rava, then he had simonim also, because that alone is not enough to be my simonim. Even Tosfos held like that. It's only mitzir the chazaka of that Edom won't sign unless it was nasim gadol, which the Gemara at this point didn't know yet. So the Mimel, the Shakmatari, is very geshmak in the Gemara. The Yechon asked me Shlokish that as the chazaka the rava, you can't be simich. You make a taste just because it was a gila chal shonim, it should also have had simonim. So how could it be my simonim? How could the lukuchas go into the nechassim? And on that he answered him back. No, here we have another chazak. We have a chazak also that Eina Eidim Chesman al Shtar, Eidim would not sign a Shtar, El Kenasim Begadol. So the Shak Vitaria is Geshmak. Now the Shmaitza, also we spoke to that in the previous year, learns that the Pshat is that it has to be your Baidik and you did not find Simonim. That has to be Pshat now in Gemara. And Mel, it stims with Tosfos. Even Tosfos would agree you can't be Simonim and Chazak and Rav if you made a Bedika and there were no Simonim. Now, why is it Muchach to say in our Gemara that there was a Medika when he was a Gil Echlal Shonim and there was no Simonim, not the way Rabbi Kiveger is asking that the Gemara should be speaking, in other words, not like Rabbi Kiveger, because if there was no Medika, so then why did Rabbi Kiveger have to say that you can't check him out? If you check him out Lachamisa, it's not going to work, Simonim Asuin Lishtanis. Even if it's not Asuin Lishtanis, maybe the Simonim Tachi came out, maybe the Simonim were Noshu, Elamai must be that it was Nivdak, there was a Medika, was a Gil Echlal Shonim, and you did not find the Simonim. So that means the saras that he had biktanis, they those were not simonim, and since they didn't fall out with achreish, he had other simonim gadol, and they were nashru, and therefore they were asked that heicha nachsu lekuches minichasim, because we know we're talking about over here that there was a bedika b'shas being a gadol and there was no simonim. So the kalponim you don't have chazaka derava to be seimechon. And anyway, you have to miyash. These are many different ways in achrein to miyashiv. But we have to come out the mice and say that over here we cannot be seimich on chazaka derava, and since we cannot be seimich chazaka derava, either because you need the tziruf of the two chazakas, or because there was a medik already, wasn't gila chal, didn't have any simonim. So we mailed the Rabbi Yechon a geshmak kasha that how could you say according to you that he was nachsi lekuchas v'nechassim? How can where is the right to go down to nechassim without knowing that he was a gadol? The next piece of Gemara, later on in the Amid, the Gemara talks kloliistic, general, that a kohen can a katan mi meicher minichsei aviv. So Rava says the name of Nachman mishmoyne esrei shana, and Hur Bachinah says the name of Nachman esrim shana. Over here we find a very sadistic, kloliistic of machlekes rishonim in this din that a katan cannot be meicher minichsei aviv. The Tosis brings from the Rashbam later on that the old, this whole din that you can't sell nichsei aviv is only nichsei aviv. But nechassim shekana, nechassim that the cotton, he's not a cotton, he's a gadol, he's over 13, but he's not 18, he's not 20. Whatever he bought or was given to him matana, he could sell. He has a right to make a mechir. And he brings mechir pirush of alphas, the nechassim shekana, nechassim that he bought, but not chaysh if he sells. He's able to sell. That he can sell is only in nichsei aviv, not anything else, only nichsei aviv. And Rabbeinu Tam argues, Rabbeinu Tam says that hu adin nechassim shekana, also, even the chasm that you are kinda, you can't sell. Who adin the chasm shekana and yachalimker mitam the mikarva daita legabe zuzi. He's very easily influenced by money, and therefore not only nichsei aviv, but even the chasm that he himself bought, we cannot be seimich that he has full das to make a mechir. The Bukhi Yosef and the Rani Gittin also, they say like the first pshat, like the Rishbam, that only Karkois that came Yerusha Mi'aviv, then since he got it Yerusha and he didn't work so hard, so he doesn't take it so seriously, they don't have that same value to him, and those he would sell quickly just for the money. And therefore you cannot make a mechira. We cannot rely on that mechira just until he's 18, until he's 20, until he's 20. That's called nichsei aviv. But his own karka, which is not mekabel yerusha, he worked to acquire it, or even if it's mekabel matana, but it's precious, it came on his own merit, then avadi could sell. Now the Ran says in this Machlek Yushainim, he brings the Shitas Bala Itra in the Rambam that what would be the halacha, let's say he yarshin not from his father and not his own, the chasn that he bought or he got matana, but he yarshin from a different Meirish. So would that have the same halacha as the karkois that he got from Ovis? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's anyway not negev, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, all the chasn that is, even the chasn that he's kind on his own, he can't be meicher. But according to the Rashbam, and according to the way the Ran learns, that only time he can't sell the chasim till he's Yud Ches, or till he's Chav, till he's 18 or 20 years old, is only the chasim that he got, Beirusha. What about if he yashin it from other, a different Meirish? So the Ran brings that the Balaita and the Ram hold that the same halacha applies if he yashin it from a different source. And the Ritva also says it. Why did it say, now Gemar Nichsei Aviv? Because that's the Yerusha Rishayna. That's the normal thing. Normal is a Yerusha Me'aviv. That's the normal case of Yerusha. But Avada would apply to all cases of Yerusha. The Rajma over here in our sugya brings that the varim, that these din of the Gemara is only a Ben Shiarshas Aviv. Lefi the Shita of the Rishbam and the Ran, it's only in the Yerusha from his father that he can't sell until he's 18 or 20. Why? So the Rajma says, because Chachamim is Sakein, this din that it's not a chalais mechira because you can't trust him. Maybe he's only mikra legabi zuzei. They only misakin him in davra motzi. But shai yerushas even yerushas imai. It's like that same halacha like nichsei didei, and just like these rishayim, the Rashbam, the Ran hold that is in his own nechassim that he was kaina, or his own nechassim that he got matana, he could be meicher even before yigil shnas yud ches or chav. So too legabi other yerushas, because this takanas chazal was not a good chazal. Was only said legabi whatever is yashin from his father. The Rosh says that dafka is mechira is not a mechira, but he says that a mekach is a mekach in karka that from the time he became a gadol. In other words, that this whole halacha, this both of you, all the rishayim over here that we're presenting two sides. Either the din that you can't sell the nechassim not only applies to Yerusha Me'aviv, it also applies to the nechassim that you yourself were kaina. Then you yourself got matan leshitz ben atam, or even leshitz rashbam, that it applies to it only nichsei aviv. And we declared what's with nichs chasim you got from different source, different type of yerusha, which says machleks rishayim. But that's only legabi mechira. But legabi being kaina, avadi can be kaina anything. You can make a mekach in any nichasim as soon as you become a gadol, because the Rosh says the whole time why you can't be meicher is because night is mikra legabi zuze, because his das is karev to money. He wants money, and therefore he sells easily to be able to get. Money. So that which Tim talking with the Svar of the Rishayim, he's having the Ran that Yosef, that only something which comes to him easily, he doesn't take so special. He doesn't take seriously. But if he that Svarah, there should not be mokhet mechalik between what is yarshin from his father and what he yarshin from other sources. It should be nafkamina. It all comes to Yerusha. Whenever he gets to Yerusha, he's zila me'milsa. He doesn't have a chshivas for it. He's mikra legabi zuzi and he'll sell. The Rajma seems to say that it's a takanas chazal. It's takanas chazal. Then it's already taki. Mechalik can say it's only with davra motzi that they were masakin it. Even though maybe the sima of the takanas chazal applied even to all other yerushas, but lemais they were only masakin it in a yerusha me'aviv. Let us now go to Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a mishnah that a ben esrim, a 20-year-old that's not maybe shtei saris, has to bring a ride as a ben esrim, and is considered a din of a saris. A saris is not chaylitz or miyabim. And the Gemara says that it has to be with neldud boy simon esris. If he has simonim of a saris, we give him a din of a saris, and it can't be chaylitz or miyabim. Rava said they can nami tani vhu a saris shmami no, that they have to have the simonim. And then before Shnivam is what those simonim are. Let's say there are no simonim. He wants to loyal neldud loy simon esris ad kamo. Let's say there's no simonim, and he doesn't have saris either. Doesn't have simonim godless. So till what age are we going to mask him as a cotton? And not say it's a din of a saris. Tanya of Chiyad, Rav Shneisam. Tol Rav Shneisam. The Rishbam learns Rav Shneisam most of his years means Lamed Vav Shanim, 36. Because Stam Meshnei Seinim Mem Shivim Shana, and 36 is Rav of 70. That's when he has a din of a saris, even without Simonim. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Ishus that Rav Shneisam means Lamed Heshana V'Yem Echad. And the Ritva says that now a sugya too, because l'chayr reiv just means a little bit more than half. Where did the Rishbam take that it means dafka lamed vav shanim? Other Rishayim also like the Rishbam, Rabbi Negershim, the Tur brings the a lot of Rishayim that hold is lamed vav shanim. But l'chayr the Rambam said dafka lamed hay and yom echad, because that's already reiv lamed hay and yom echad. There's a shitz Ramah that the Beis Yosef brings that it has to be Lamed Hei Shana or Shleishim Yoyim. But it's also really like the Rishbam, because the Pshat in the Shleishim Yoyim is because Lamed Yoyim Chashivi Kishana. 30 days like considered a year, so it's like it was Nishlam the Shnas Lamed Vav, as if you had 36 years, not just 35. The Shulchan Aruch in Chayshim Mishpat, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you have to have Lamed Vav Shana V'yemecha. The Chari goes to the Chumrah, because Nebuchadnezzar also paskins that he only needs Lamed Hei Shana V'yemecha. The Chertz is Stira, the Teretz is, he goes passing the Chumrah, Hacham, Hacham, the Chumrah. Both places he passes the Chumrah. It's not clear in the Rishayim if the Rav Shanaisav is Lamed Vav Shanim, because you need a full year to be considered Rav Shanim, or Rav Shanim, you don't go with a full year, you just need a day, or maybe a Chaydish, to be considered ready more than 35. So in other words, the Shaila of Rav Shanaisav, is it most of the years? So then you have to have Taka 36 years. And that's the Rishbam and the Bnei Gershim, or like the Ramah, that 35 years and a Chaydish is really 36 years, because a Chaydish is like a Shana. Or is the Pshat, like the Rambam, that Rav Shneisa means most of your days, most of the amount of time you have to live, not most years. You don't have to, it doesn't go with units of years, it goes with the amount of life. Life, you have 70 years, so Lamed Shana V'yemechad is already Rav Shneisa. Later, another Aura in the Gemara, a little later, the Gemara brings that Sholach Nerev Ginal Ramanashi L'Rava Yiladen Rabbeinu Tinaikis Bas Arba Esri Shanav Yemecha. If you have a girl that's 14 years old in a day, and Yoidas Betiv Masel Matin Mahu, and he knows how to do business, could he sell the Nechasim or not? And he told him back, if Yoidas Betiv Masel Matin Mekach, whatever she buys is a good Kinyan, Umemkara Memker, and whatever she sells is a good Mechiru. The Rishbam learns that the Shah of the Gemara is Mamish we'll be discussing till now about selling Minichsei Aviv. So till now, when we said you have to be Ben Yud Ches or Ben Chav to be Meich Minichsei Aviv, we're talking about somebody who was not a Yedea called Kach Mativ Masa Matan. And even so, after 20, you can be Meich Minichsei Aviv because you're not a Shaitan Mamish. But Pachas Men Esrim, you can't be Meichem Nichsi Aviv because you're not Yodea B'tiv Masa Matan, and the Rishbam teaches that up to mean a Chochmi Yisera Limkar B'Nichsi Aviv. So that means we're discussing Karka the Yashin from your father, and she Yashin Karka from her father, and although she's not Bas Chof, until now we were saying you have to be a Yudches or Chof, different Shiurim, in order to say that it's a good Mechira, but if it's Yodas B'tiv Masa Matan, then it's a good Mechira. Rabbi Megershim learns that the Savi Gemara is legabi meichem nichsei atzma, her own nechassim, before she's 20 years old. And the Rif, the Muki Yosef, and the Rabban, and the other Rishim Ritva, and the Chayyim, the Rambam, she's like that also, is that fakert, the Gemara is not contradicting the previous Gemara until now. Until now, we were talking about nichsei aviv. And nichsei aviv taka, Ben cannot sell until it's Ben Yud Ches or Ben Chav, even if it's Yedea B'Tiv Masa Matan. And over here where the Gemara says that if it's Yedea B'Tiv Masa Matan you could sell, that is talking in the case of your own Nechassim, but not Nichsei Aviv. In your own Nechassim. And the Ben Yoyin and the Malcham is bringing a right that she's a riff. Because the Zera asked the Noman Aleph from the story of Rabbi Kiva, that somebody came to Rabbi Kiva, and the Mice of Nebrak, that somebody sold Nichsei Aviv and Emes, and the Bnei Mishpacha came Ma'ar and say he was a cut in the time of the Mechir, Mishas Misa. And they asked Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva said, "What should we be biting or not?" And they told them that you can't be novel and Simono Asun, the Shtan is Lacha Misa, so really you have no Raya. Now, why did Rabbi Kiva answer back and say, speaking about a Ben Yud Gimel, that's your day of a Tiv Masa Matan? And that's what you have to know if it's maybe Simono or not. The story, the Gemara doesn't answer that. There's someone Ben Yud Gimel that's Yedea B'Tiv Masa Matan, and that's you have to know if it's Simon. The Gemara says that they weren't all Shach Matari to write that Ben Yud Cheshana makes sense. That Kasi Vamali Malaboytkoi Ben Eshim, what's Nafkmina the Bedika? Why the Gemara say that? You know, it's Negev. It's talking about a Ben Yud Gimel. Ben Yud Gimel's Yedea B'Tiv Masa Matan can make a Mechira. And the Shaila is he Taka a Godel or not? So you have to Taka check it out. Forget about the 1820. Lachere, 13 alone, if it's Yedea B'Tiv Masa Matan can be Mechim Nichse Oviv. So Elamai, such a Ben Yaina, that it's a raya that to the Rif Shita, that the din of the Gemara over here in Amud Beis of Yedas Mativ Maso Matan Kami Meicher is not talking about a Nichsei Yofiv. It's only speaking about in the Nichsei Habas in her own Nechosim, but not Nichsei Yofiv, not like the Rishbam. So that means with Nichsei Yofiv you can never sell, even if Yedas Mativ Maso Matan told to Ben Yud Ches or a Ben Chof. Maisa the Rosh says that the Gemara could have said that. The Gemara could have answered and said, speak about a ben a yedev a tim asa matin. It's just nichle latar to emes. So l'chayra, it's siklar, machlek zrishaynim. If the sugi over here of yedev a tim asa matin is talking about v'nichse aviv, and you have to say the Gemara number and a half could have answered that, could have said that that's what we're talking about, yedev a tim asa matin was negev to find out if the ben yud gimel has simonim or not to be baidik lachamisa. Or no, like the Rebbe Yonin wants to say, according to Shitzer Rif, that the Gemara Manal is mashma that Nichsi Aviv is not the issue. Nichsi Aviv, everybody's masking, you can't be meicher, you can't sell. The Shnidin is, this Yedev, a Tim Masa Matim, which is an exception, is only legabe your own Nechas. Maizah, Fidah Rishbam, that the holds that there's no such thing as a hagbol in mechiras nechassim didei. We literally said earlier in the beginning of this year, begin that the shitzah Rishbam is that the only nechassim, even if you're not in yedei b'tim masa matan, you could sell. So that's according to Rishbam, to sell your own nechassim was never the sugya bechlal daf kufnun hey. The Rishbam shita is that to sell your own nechassim, you don't have to be ben yud ches or ben chaf, and l'chay you don't have to be yedei b'tim masa matan either. The nidin of the whole daf, according to Rishbam, is only b'nichsi aviv, and then the Gemara is b'mechalik, and saying when it's yedas b'tiv tiv masa matan, you can sell even under chaf, and when it's not yedas b'tiv masa matan, so you can't sell, you can't sell under chaf. But the sheet's balamar is that a ben that's pach michaf, that's not yedas b'tiv masa matan, cannot sell his own nechassim either. Not his own nechassim, not nechassi aviv. And if he's a day of a tim masa matan, he can sell both nechassim and nechassi aviv. So the chayra comes out that really have three sheets of rishayim. In some way, have three sheets of rishayim. According to the sheets of Rashbam, the nechassi atzmai is not the sugya. Nechassi atzmai you can sell no matter what. Even if you're not yedas with tim masa matan. Nechassi atzmai, if you're a gadol, it's a good mechira. The whole nidin of daft kufna our sugya is only when it's b'nichsei aviv, and in nichsei aviv you have to be a ben yudches or ben chav, unless you are yodea b'tiv maso matan. And I think Gemara number Beis that said a tinekis that was bas arba es rishoni v'yadas b'tiv maso matan could make a mechira. So the chilik, there's a chilik in nichsei katan b'nichsei aviv between whether or not he's yodas b'tiv maso matan he can sell even after 13, or he's not yodas b'tiv maso matan then he can only sell after 20. That's one sheet's rishayim. According to many Aina and the Rif, the nidin of the sugya is not is two nidinim. Legabe nichse aviv, you have to always be a ben yudches or ben chaf. That's not negotiable. And yedem etim maser matin is negay legabe yegen and nechassim. And the sheet's balamar is that they go together. That ben pachs michaf, that's not yedem etim maser matin, cannot sell anything. Not nechassim nichse aviv. But if you're David Timasa Matin, you can taka sell Nechasim and Nechseyavim, which is not like the Shitzarif. One Moha'ara on the Hemshech HaGemara, when you want to prove that the fellow was intelligent, the Gemara says, Kivin the Amr Lahu, Kivin the Mizri Lay, Uvasavar made a Yoda. So the Shbam says, Kivin the Mizri Lay, Dvar Chochma, you give him a, tell him a Dvar Chochma, Yedei Lahavin, and he knows how to understand it, Chochmu, he's a Chochm Emkari Memker. And that that he saw the kishiyasa in the story of the Gemara before that he threw the kishiyasa. It was a chutzah ba'alma David, but it wasn't mitech shtus. So that means that since you explained him something, so you see there's a chacham is the idea of a tim maso matan and memkari is memker. It's a good sale. And Ben Yoina asks, just because you tell him a dvar chachma, you put it into his mouth, say repeat this, and he understands enough to repeat a dvar chachma. See, he's already considered somebody's idea of a tim maso matan. What does saying over Dvar Chochma have to do with business? A lot of people, they tell them over Dvar Chochma, they can repeat over Dvar Chochma, say, I mean, a whole shir, but they're not Yedei B'Tim Masa Matan. So it's not a riot, then. So why should this Mechir be a good Mechira? And therefore, Taisus, and Taisus also asks his kashin, and the Masal Itmar, similar to this. So the Chir Taisus is Mefarish because of this, the Vigar is this Meiser earlier. To a raya that a ben yud ches is meicher where he's not a shaita, so his mazbel is sover. It's a raya that is not a shaita. That's all. But if you hold ben yud ches can be meicher, he's not a shaita, so then it's a raya. But it's not a raya that is a yedei b'tiv maso matan. Just because he's not a shaita, and he knows how to say over Dvar Chochma, doesn't mean this guy would get a Class A distinction in business to be able to go ahead and make sales, make deals. You can't trust him in that. He doesn't know deals. Well, what's the right? He has to be a debative maso matan. There's no business. There's no business back and forth to be able to sell under Chof, to sell already 13. You have to have much more than just Mizmerle of Esavar. Rabbi Yonah says that in the explain, he learns differently. He learns that Rav was chayker, and he heard that this fellow was really a yedeh b'tim masa matan. He really is. He knew that. That he had an idea that he was a yedeh b'tim masa matan. But when he saw that he did a ma'aser shtus, he said it can't be. There's a yedeh b'tim masa matan. The guy is acting like a meshugana. He's doing a ma'aser shtus. But afterwards, when he saw that he's maven, he understands well, that which he masber to him, masber live a savar. So he understood that the ma'aser that he did of throwing the pits and zrikas the kashiyasa, when he threw the garinim, he threw it, was just a ma'isa chutzpah. It wasn't a ma'isa shtus. So then he went back to what he understood originally, according to his investigations, that he did tim ma'isa matan. That means Rabbi Yoin is understanding that enoch harami, his kasha is a starke kasha. The fact that you mizmerle v'savar, you teach a person the dvar chochma, doesn't make a person into a yedeya b'tim ma'isa matan. He doesn't have now a halacha of somebody that really knows business to be able to make a sale, that his mechira should be a mechira. But the case was that we talk knew he was yedeya b'tim ma'isa matan. So this mizmerle, but since he did it ma'isa shtus, then knocks off that. Maybe if he does not ma'isa shtus, he can't be yedeya b'tim ma'isa matan. So the mizmerle v'savar shows us that the ma'isa shtus wasn't a ma'isa shtus, it was a ma'isa chutzpah. So the mele goes back to what we had known originally about him, that is yedeya b'tim ma'isa matan. The book of Yosef explains that Rav was not Baidik if he's Yedeh B'Tim Masa Matan. Mestam we say that anybody's a Gadol is Yedeh B'Tim Masa Matan. And Mestam is Mechir is a good Mechir until you know that he's not a Yedeh B'Tim Masa Matan. But with this first interaction with him, he's Mesnag like a Shaita, so Rav thought he's not really a Shaita. But once he's Mazvi Lev Savar, so he's Mizbar now that he's not a Shaita. Once it's Mizbar, he's not a Shaita, so then the Hodor Dina, the Mestam is Yedeh B'Tim Masa Matan. Mestam he does know how to do business. We see from here, Yisaitis Tikkun Machlaikis, in the gather of Yedeh B'Tim Masa Matan, comes out according to the Nebuki Yosef, it's not an advantage, a plus, an extra additional ability that is Yedeh B'Tim Masa Matan. A stam person is Yedeh B'Tim Masa Matan. Every gadol knows how to sell and buy. Most people, even without training and without taking courses, would know how to make a deal. Would know how to sell. Would only sell at the right price. Would only sell to somebody who's trustworthy. Make sure he gets his money. Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? Does it make sense to sell? Or if he doesn't know himself, he would make medikas and chakiris. So a stam person is Yedeh B'Tim Masa Matan. It's only when we think that he might not be, then he can sell. And we over here in this case, Itaka saw that he acted like a stigla of a shaita, so he had to have the mazbilei v'savar in order to reaffirm that he's a normal person. Once he's a normal person, then he has automatically the chazaka that is yedeh b'tim masa matan. Everybody is that way. That's according to the Muki Yosef. But according to many Yaina, it's mamash mikatz ala katz. He argues that Muki Yosef be aside, and he holds that it's not that a stamp person is yedeh b'tim masa matan. It's almost like you need a training. You need to take course. You need a business degree that you are somebody that's qualified to make sales and to buy and sell in a proper way that doesn't cause a loss and that provides dividends and creates a profit, etc., etc. So you have to have a knowledge that he is Yedeh B'Tim Masa Matan in order that he should make him a mechira. And if we don't have that knowledge, then it's not good enough that he's a regular person. So Melo, you have to, Menyana was forced to say, Pshat over here, that Pshat and Rava was Taka Chayker, and he found out he's Yedeh B'Tim Masa Matan. And then again, the Shmaisa Shtus was Mafkia from his Yedeh B'Tim Masa Matan, and the fact that he was Masa B'Leva Sovar, so that took away the Reyesa of the Maisa Shtus and said that he did it was only a Maisa Chutzpah. And then it goes back to the chazaka that we were mevar about him that is yedeya b'tiv masa matan. But itak has to be a yedeya b'tiv masa matan. And the gemara towards the bottom, I think now we can say a shtickle towards the bottom, even though it's not mamish on the whole sugya, but it comes up in the sugya. The gemara says, it brings the mishnah, puuta is mekcha mekach v'mkara memker, l'metaltzin, they must alchinami this edus. If just like if they make a sale, it's a good sale, their edus should be a good edus. And the gemara says, mek, amali hossam b'ina v'amdur shnei anashim v'leka. No, when it comes to edus, it's not enough. You can't be 6 or 7 years old and have das. It has to be a gadol. But nina noshim veloy katan. A katan is posel edus. It has to be a gadol. There's no not negotiable. It's not, even a sharp child, a 6, 7, he's able to. He knows what it means. He knows business. He even knows what it means to make a sale. And putis mekach memkar memkar mekach mekach, but not legabe eidus. Eidus requires a gadol. Now, what's takipshat? What's the mekar? What's the reason why a katan is possible eidus? L'chayr, we find two mahalchim in the Rishayim. Rashi Mabakama Adaf Peiches brings two timim why a katan is possible eidus. One is like he says over here. The Rambam says over here because it's, you learn from the pasuk anoshim v'loy ktanim v'avnu shneim anoshim. Anoshim means men, means lafuki ktanim, and Rashi brings another reason because it's edus she'i ata yochel azim. It's edus which cannot come to azama because since they're not a bar oinshim, so for other pair of edim are going to come and say imanu hayisem. They'll say that you two ktanim were with us at this and this time of your edus. You're not going to give the ketanim the einish of kasha zom las lachiv because the ketanim are not baroinshim. So since ketanim are not baroinshim and there's edus shiat yachazima, that in itself is a reason why ketanim are not kasha ledus. Rikiveger in the tshuva and siman kufay and vav, it's gilyan shasosim amakama, asks why doesn't our gemara mention this reason because of edus shiat yachazima? Why did it only say al svamdu anoshim? The gemara says that it's not, it says Baina Vishnamdushne Anoshim Maleka. That's the Gemara by us. Rashi brings him up a comma, but why didn't the Gemara by us say the reason of Eidu Shiat Yachlazim and for Rabbi Kiveger? Because the Gemara is talking Mizman Azeh. With the Chachom Misake that you don't need Drishim Hakil Dinim Aminis. So if you don't need Drishim Hakil Dinim Aminis, so you don't need also Eidu Shat Yachlazim. Like the Sma says in Simon Lamin Gimel that the Tol is Ebozeh. If you need drishma hakira, so it means that you have to have eidus shati yochel azima. But if you don't need drishma hakira, so that means you don't need eidus shati yochel azima. So male, that's not a reason to exclude ketanim. But Rashi, Mamakama is talking about the gabbai din day raisa. Min atayra, it's ketanim apostle eidus also because of the reason of the fact that you need eidus shati yochel azima. And if it's eidus shati yochel azima, they are psulim. Lefizeh, come along the Achrayim, and they ask a gevaldige kasha. Lamaisa Rashi brought two reasons. Frech the Gvur Sari, and Makis from Kveg also asks in the same tshuva, that why do you need a positive mind a cotton, a nosh v'lei katanim, tepo klayed, because you have to have edus sha'ata yochel azima, and since katanim are not shaykh to come to azama, that alone should be the reason why the apostle edus. So Kveg answers, lafi toysim Makis naf beis. Tosfos Makis Daf Beis says that legabe edus of ben grusha, you don't need edus at yochel azima. Oh, if you don't need edus at yochel azima, such an edus a katan will be kosher for. For that, you need to exercise a kasha to say that a katan is pasul leedus. Because otherwise, we have to find the case of edus where you don't need at yochel azima and a katan will be kosher. For that, you have to say that the anoshim is remained a katan. Kaveis is another teretz. They need a pasuk to imayin a katan to say edus that's coming to imakrish another edus. Let's say, in that such a case, you don't need edus at yochel azima. For example, let's say edim were made that Reuven killed Shimon. And a second pair of edim had come and were makrish and they said that Reuven did not kill Shimon. So since in the edus of the hakosha, they're not coming to mechayiv, the first pair of edim, anything, they're just coming to pater Reuven from a chiyav misa. Because the first pair of Edim said Reuven was hiring as Shimon, Reuven killed Shimon, and the second pair of Edim is saying that Reuven did not kill Shimon. But they're not mean machayev the first pair of Edim anything. It's just an argument, did Reuven kill Shimon or not? It's a kosh on the first pair of Edim. So male is not shaykh hazama. So, and the Malkus also, Lesan and Reacha, you also don't have, because they're not being made, L'reyas Ish. Not being made, L'reyas Ish. Not, you don't have that Malkus, Lesan and Reacha, and Shachir. So male, Mechai Gavna, you wouldn't need Edus Shatiyachal Azimah. So Rukvega again found a case where you don't need Eidus Shati Yochel Azima, and in that case you'd have to have the Pasuk of Anoshim to say that Ketanim are Pasul LeEidus. Rukvega says even a third case, the Nafkamina is that they're Pasul LeEidus of Kiddush HaChodesh, which Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh also does not require Yochel Azima. Al-Kafanim, so Rukvega really is going in the same halach. You find examples where you don't need Yochel Azima, either by the case of Eidus by Grusha, or the case of Imakish, the first pair of Eidim, or Eidus Kiddush HaChodesh, and since you don't need Eidus Shat Yochel Azima, Be'etzim HaKotan will be kosher, and that's why you need a Pasim HaNoshim to exclude why a cotton is not kosher Eidus, even Mechiyai Gavno. The Gevura Sari at first wants to be miyashiv like Riki Veger, that you need the pasuk of Anoshim to be mayit katan, that is pasul edus in the case of edus of Ben Grusha. Riki Veger had said at Teretz that edus of Ben Grusha, you don't need that edus at yochel azima, and male, even though a katan is not yochel azima, it should be kosher for such an edus, he'll still pasul the gzeres hakosiv of Anoshim v'loy katan. But frek the Gevura Sari, that this is not a good teretz, because the Gemara in Ksubis and Daflam and Gimel and Aleph learns from the pasuk of Mishpat Echad Yielachem, Mishpat Hashavah LeKulchem, that anybody who in all Eidus, or in most Eidus, is pasul, because it's Iyav Shlazima, is going to be pasul even for the Eidus of Ben Grusha. So Memela Katan, that normally is pasul Eidus, because it's Eidus Shei Ato Yochel Azima, you can't come to Azoma. Although in the case of Eidus of Ben Grusha, it's not Negea, but still will be Pasal as the Pasik of Mishpat Echad Yelachem, Mishpat Hashava LeKulchem. The male is not a good teretz. Therefore, the Gevura Sari is forced to give a different answer. He says, you need a Pasik to emite a cotton in a case where it was Tchilosev Ipsul. That means, at the time of the Re'ias Eidus, the cotton was Pasal. He was a cotton. But he was saved by kashrus. That means Mizman Nahagoda, when he came and said Hagodah, say this in Bezin, he was already a Godel. So the Gevura Sari, Gevaldik Azach, in such a case, Hagam the Re'ias HaEdus was Mizman Psul when he was a Katan. But since the Hagodah was when he was a Godel, there's no Psul of Edus Shiat Yochel Azima, because at the Zman Hagodah he was Taka a Godel. So the psul is only as the gzeres hakosiv of anoshim v'leiktanim, that a cotton's pasul edus mikar adim gzeres hakosiv. But if not for the gzeres hakosiv, there would not be a psul als edus yati yochel azima. Give all the gachap that that psul is only mishas to agod and not mishas to rias or edus. Dim rebina and dine edus in seiv simem memches, and also Shmuel brings it in Makis and Davov. He says a different teretz. He says that afkamina between whether a cotton is possible because it's yedesh yati achlazima, or a cotton is possible mikra adim exeris hakosiv, is in a case where a cotton is made with other edim, and one of them is nitzah possible. If the cotton is possible as yedesh yati achlazima, so then that means be'etzem is a kosher ed b'yisoid. He's an ed here together with the other edim. But he's not in kosher edus. He has a psul. It's edus shiati yochel azima. If he has a psul because of edus shiati yochel azima, so melu pasul the other edim also midin nimtza echad mian karev pasul. Every time you have a pair of edim, and one of the edim are found to be a karev, a relative, or a pasul edus, the halach is that the entire pair of edim is pasul. Nimtza echad mian karev pasul. I do some metel. The whole edus is bottle. That's only if a cotton has a psul as edus shiati yochel azima. But if a cotton is possible, as exeris hakosiv, the anoshim like tanim, so then that means that he's bechlal not an aid. So to achidish, that if a cotton is bechlal not an aid, so there's no din to passel the other aidim as nimtze echmin possible, echmin kar possible, do some betela, because he's bechlal not an aid. He only passels the other aidim if he himself is also an aid, but he has a din of an aid possible. But if he's bechlal not an aid, so he's keilu, he's not a chedek of the cat. Kilu is not part of the group. He's not a chelik of it. He's not included in the edim. He's not included in the edim. So there's no din of nimtzeach mihen karev epasul edusan betela. And finally, we have one more mahalach from Rabbi Chanan, which involves a famous shaila, a famous nidain of edus lekiyumein, edus levrure, whether edus is levrure to mevar, to recognize and to remember and to be able to clarify a fact, or edus is l'kiyume milsa. Rabbi Chanan starts as follows. He asks that a cotton is possible also for edus of isurim, not just for edus over here to be mighty mammon or other cases. And even though all psulim are normally nemonim beisurim, the cotton is still possible. The reason for that is, says Rabbi Chanan, because a cotton is something that's not reliable. You can't be samech on the words of a cotton. So Ebazai, really the kash is much darker than what we were asking beforehand, that why do we need a pasik to exclude that a cotton is pasul edus from anoshim, v'liktanim, only gdoilim, and not ktanim, l'chayra, cotton is pasul because you can't be samech al dvarov. You can't be samech on what he's saying because he doesn't say the truth. You just can't rely on him.
Elamai, you'll tell me, says Rabbi Chanan, they need to passel the edus of a katan in a case where he's made begodloi, he's made when he's a gadol, on something that he saw when he was a katan. L'chayr, even in that case, also you can't be samech on him. Because Mechatei should say that he could be samech what he said when he was a katan. The Gemara in Ksubis, Navchavches, says, in Tchumin Drabanan, maybe we could be samech on gadol that's saying edus on what he saw when he was a katan. But normally you can't be samech on what a gadol says that he saw when he was a katan. So Ebazai is shver, the chayr, why do you need a pasuk to say that a katan is pasul edus? Anyway, you can't rely on a katan's edus. So says Rabbi Chanan, that will need a pasuk to say that a katan is pasul edus in a case of edus likayume. For example, edi kedushin, that I would have thought to say that a katan is kosher, because it's not an issue of being seimich al dvar, but it's an issue that his edus creates a chalais kedushin. And on that, we need a pasuk to tell us that edim apostle. Now, what exactly is this nidain of edus likayume or edus lebrurev? Just mean magdim and avdim aluim in simon lamed aleph. And I think with this, we can become clearer this teretz of Rabbi Chanan. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Eben Ezra and Simla Ben Aleph that is a minig to mechase pnei akalis atznuis, to cover the kalis faces, the tznuis, when they get married, and they're not makpida is mash mekadosh with what you mekadosh them, they cover the kalis face. Now the Mulim brings from Chedushi Marit that he says, Zochurni, I remember that I saw Bialdusi that somebody was mekadosh isha, and her face was covered, paneh mechusais, and the Edim did not see her bechlal, did not see the kala. Afterwards, when she left, so they brought her back, and they said to her, she should megala paneh, in order that she be able to be made. And then they saw her. So the shaila was, if that's a good kedushin or not. So you had a tzad to say it's not a good kedushin, since at the time of the kedushin, the Edim did not see the kala, so it's mekadesh b'loy Edim. And even though they saw later that she is the kala, you can't be choishish for that such a kedushin, because b'shas maisa didn't see the kala. So the Edim, there was no edus on the etzem maisa kedushin between a chosin and this kala. They didn't see the kala. So Marit brings from the Chuvis Rajm and Simon Tov Shin Pei a similar story. And he wants to prove from there that maybe over here is either good or no good. He says, the Rajma talks about a case of two people standing behind the wall, and they hear that Reuven tells Leah, Hiskad Shili be'esrig, Mimukadesh is to me with esrig, and the two Edom on the other side of the wall did not see the Nesina se'esrig. So even though later they saw the esrig yoitze mitachas yoda, even though later they saw that she's holding onto the esrig, and Reuven had said to Leah, Hiskad Shili be'esrig, and they takasi, her holding the esrig, they see the kal holding the esrig. Says the Rajba that ain't kan chashash al klum. It's not. There's no chashash kedushin. And even if she's going to be moida that she took the esring, the shum kedushin, still it's not a good kedushin. Says the Hevig Rajba, because the edus, the idea of re'ia mamish mo'inon. You need edus that know and see clearly a ma'isa kedushin. Zok de Marit, Zoy Bazoy, over there, l'chayra, it's clear that the Edim knew the Isha. And the Isha knew that the Edim achiri agedir. If not, the scene is not L'Shem Eid, Shem Kedushin, and there's no Eidus, like you and Mils, the Eidim knew about it. And still, since they didn't see the Etzim Nesina B'Shas Maisa, even though they saw the Esrig, Yoytim Tachas Yoda, and the Chayr, it's very clear that that was the Esrig that was given the Torah's Kedushin, still it's not a good Kedushin. So Ebazoi, Zokta Marit, that's the Tzad to say that if the Eid did not see the Pnei Akalo, it should not be Mikudeshes. Zokta Marit, Ashtikol Vayit, Marit says a little further, but maybe there's Mokim to Mechalik. Because over there, by the Maisa Kedushin, the Eden didn't see the Maisa Kedushin Bechlal. They did not see anything. They just heard that a Reuven said to Leah, Reh Mekudeshes Be'esrig Zu. But they didn't see Bechlal in a scene of an Esrig Miyodoy Liyodot. They didn't see in a scene as Tabas or in a scene as Esrig, L'shem Kedushin. Mashenkin, in the case of the Kala, they know, the Eden saw and know there's a Maisa Kedushin. They just didn't recognize that this is the Isha. So maybe over here we'll say that she's at least also b'chol, he's also b'chol anoshim, like Mikadosh has bita istam. They don't say it's dafke b'kiroid, even the Manda Omar, only Manda Omar k'dushim b'sul l'bi'el ha'v'kidushin. But over here, in L'chayri, he wants a taina that maybe it's different, because you see, they saw Maisa Kedushin, they just didn't know that it was the Isha, so later when you mevar that it was the Isha, that's considered a good Kedushin al kolpanim, you have to go to Chumrah and mechayish with such a Kedushin. That was the end of the Tshuvas Marit. So the Avdim Aluyim tainas on the Marit, and he says that Avad is a good Kedushin Be'edim. And Avdim Aluyim over here in Simon Lamed Aleph, it's also a Ketzos, that says that the edus that are necessary for getting the kedushin are only in order that it should become known la alma that she's mekudeshes mugureshes, and neither one, not the husband or the wife, can be makrish. And that's the din of apishnayim and yokum dover. If they can be machzik that there's a kedushin, then that's a good kedushin. Or they can machzik with a gerushin, it's a good gerushin. So male over here, since they can be machzik and they see her later and they see clearly that she's the one that's mikudeshes, that's considered mikudeshes be'edim. Now the avnei miluim brings a raya to his yisoid that's enough for edus for kedushin from Iran in Perek HaMegarish on the Rif. The Rif Paskins and the famous Machloikis and Rabbi Eliezer and Meir of Eide Chasima Karti, Eide Masira Karti, that according to Meir, the Eidim that are signed on the get is what creates a Chalois get that Machshrit for Geirishin. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Eide Masira are the ones that are Karti that create a Chalois get in order for good Geirishin. And the Rif Paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, the Eide Masira Karti, the Ran is Marech, and the Ran says that Rabbi Eliezer holds not that Eide Mesira work without Eide Chasima, but Avad Rabbi Eliezer's Maida, the Eide Chasima also Ketshafa Chaloiz Get, because he holds that the Mesira is Kairis. When Rabbi Eliezer says Eide Mesira Karti, it's that's that when there's Eide Mishas Maisa, it's like Eide Chasima have the same quality as Eide Mesira, because the Get is Yetzim Tachas Yoda Be'Eide with Eidim Chasima, and as long as you know the Baal Gein over to her, it's as if they themselves are made in the Mesira. In other words, the Ran is saying that the Eidim Chasima on a get can take the place of Eidim Mesira. She's holding the get. We know that the Eidim Chasima Akilu made that there was a Mesira as I get. So maybe Eidim Chasima would also help according to Rabbi Lozer. So Zog to Avnei Miluim that if the get was given over Beina Leveina Beidim Chasima, and let's say the get was burnt up or the get was destroyed before the Isha shows the get for Bezdin, but both the husband and the wife are moidin that there was a get, Zog Davne Meluim, that's as if you Megarish B'Shnei Eidim and the Eidim went in Dinas Hayam. Because Lamaisa, she had a get Biyada with Eidim Chasima, and she could have showed the get with to Eidim. It's as if there's Eidim on Sinas HaGet, and the Mela, that's a good Chalois Gerishin. So the Avnei Miluim wants to say that you see from this Ran that Eidus in Gittin and Kedushin is Eidus of the idea that there was a Nesinas HaGet. And Eidus that there was a Nesinas HaGet is enough to Shafa Chalei's Gerishin. As long as, even if there wasn't Eidim Mesira that saw the Mesiras HaGet. If the Eidim Chasima alone take the place of Eidim Mesira, because they're made that there must have been a Mesira miyodo eliyodo, and there's a non sadi baal nosan al get, so it's like this edus on there's the idea of edus on the sinas get, and that's good enough. So Melov here also in the case of the marit, if the edim could go ahead and prove that she was the one that was mikudeshes, there's edus be a dia, even though they didn't see b'shas ma'isa. And Bazai, the child of Marit is not Avnei Miluim is being paishet, the child of Marit, that Avad it's Mikudeshes. If they see the Kala afterwards, it's Avad Mikudeshes. Now the Avnei Miluim goes a little weiter, and Avnei Miluim brings from a Taisis in Gittin in Daf Yutes, that brings from the Ri, that the Ri used to read the get, Hoirogel Likreis HaGet, Koidem Anasina VeAcher Nasina. He used to read the get out before giving it and after giving it, to make sure it's the same get. If they didn't read it before the Nasina, but they read in Lachan Asin, it's also Migureshes. So they state in Rush also, and in Ran, and in Ben Yeruchim, and other Paiskim, that if they didn't read the get before him, and they read it afterwards, it's going to be kosher. If they didn't read the get Bechlal, then it's a Suffolk. But if it's the get was read afterwards, it's a kosher it gets. Posh, that's Migureshes. The Beis Yosef means other places that argue on this on these Rishonim and say that it can't be. You have to have a Shas Nesina that Eidim know that it's a get. But the Shitz Rosh and the Ran and the Ri, and it's a Shitz Rambam also L'Chayr is before that even if the Eidim did not know B'Shas Nesina, as long as it's a Eifin that it can be in his bar afterwards B'Eidim, if they read the get, that's going to be kosher. So the Avnei Miluim wants to say that that's exactly our Nidoin, that Eidim do not need to be there at the Shas Nesina Saget to Shaf the Chaloyes Gerishin. They need to have the idea that there was a get that was Nimsar from the Ish to the Isha, and that's enough L'Kiyume Milsa. So L'Kiyume Milsa means that Eidim have the idea of a Gerishin. And the Mail over here also, again, in the case of the Marit, by the Kala, that was M'chusa Ponea B'Shas Kiddushin, and they were Makir right after the Kiddushin, Avadeh, it's going to help. Avadeh is going to be a good Gerishin. Now he does Bavarn, he says Taisis and Gittin Daf Yud Beis and Beis, that Yitesim and Beis, that same Taisis says that's Mashman, that to the Baal's Nemen. When he says Zegitach, is because V'yodol Ligarsha. Because like a Baal that says, Girashti is Ishti is Nemen, that's V'yodol Ligarsha. So that's the Chayra Mashman the reason why there's an Amonis is only because of V'yodol Ligarsha. Not Stam, they didn't know that there was in Sinus I get. Avnulim says it's because Taisis holds that even if they didn't read the get Bechlal, not Kayram and Sin, Allah and Sin, it helps because the Baal is Nemen. But the other Rishayim argument that. The other Rishayim hold that if there's no Kriyas I get, it's a Safi get. It's not a get. It's, we're talking about that there was the feed those Rishayim that hold that you have to have a Kriyas I get, but you don't need a Kriyas I get. Kaidim l'kein, you can have a Kriyas I get l'achem l'kein. You can have a Kriyas I get l'acher than a Sinas I get. And as long as there's a clarity from to the Edim that there wasn't a Sinas I get, that's enough for the Kedushin and for Gerushin. He says, anyway, it's not a Gedim, but Shiloh says, because now the meaning of the Chasm Yakal Satsnuis is it was already Huxagoshin Mikudesh. Everybody knows that she's the Kala. Anyway, there's other reasons, other considerations to say that it's Mikudesh. But finally, the Davnim Luim ends that with an aura on the Rajba. Because he quoted the Rajba in Simon Tov Shin Pei, quoted the Rajba before, that's Mash, we need a Re'iyah Dafki, it doesn't help Stam Edus that have a Yediyah that there was a Gerish and there was a Kedushin. You have to have the case of the Achayri Agedah when they gave over the Esrik, the Lashna of the Rajba was that you have to have a Yediyah Vere'iyah Mamish. You have to have Mamish the Edus should see. Frechter, Avnim Aluyim, L'chay, the Shtikal Stira in the Rajba. Because the Rajba says by Get, that we just mentioned, the old is Rishayim, the Ri, and the Rambam, that even if the Kriyas I Get was after Nesin, it's kosher. So it's Mashmah that Edus, with the idea that there was a Nesinas I Get and there's a Gerishin, is sufficient. You don't have to have a Riya Mamish. So he says, the Avnim Aluyim ends off at Tzarech Iyin Kreis. L'chay, has Stira in the Rajba, that the Rajma is mashma by Kiddushim and the story of Kiddushim and Achir together, that you have to have Re'iyah Mamish, they have to actually see the Nesina Satabas, Nesina Sa'esrig, Me'ish Le'isha, to make a kosher Kiddushin, otherwise there's no, it's felt in the Edus of Kiddushin, and the Rajma by Get goes with all the other Rishayim, that even if the Edim did not read the Get B'Shas Maisa, they only read the Get afterwards, and now they have the idea that there was a Mesira of a Get, Me'ish Le'isha, that's sufficient, that's good enough. Do you need Edus be of Re'iyah Mamish, or you don't need Edus of Re'iyah Mamish? It's enough Edus of Yediyah. Ad kan the Divrei Avnim Aluim. The Achreinim that are Miyashiv this year, Divrei Yecheskel's Miyashiv this year, and he says, it's Bechlal not a Kash on the Rajba. Because the Iker Tam of the Rajba by Kiddushin, that it doesn't help the idea without Re'iyah, you have to have the Edim should see it, is because you need Edus the Kiyume Milsa. Edus the Kiyume Milsa means that the Edim have to B'Shas Maisa see the Maisa Kiddushin in order for it to have a din of a Maisa Kiddushin, Shafach Alois Kiddushin. The male of B'Shas Maisa, the Edim did not see an Asina Miyodei Liyodo, they did not see an Asina's Tabas, the Maisa Kedushin is not Chal at all, B'Shas Maisa. So you can't make the Chalais Kedushin happen later. Mashenk in my mind, when it comes to all Inyani Mominis, you don't need Eidin L'Kiyum Milsa to Shaf that the Maisa Nesinas Mominu Halvo, whatever it is, should be Chal. It could be Chal without Eidim. It's only Levrure Milsa. It's only to Mevar that somebody owes money or that somebody borrowed money. Whatever the case is in Mominis, the whole purpose of the Edim is only levrure to clarify, to have the knowledge, to have the idea, but not to shaf any chalois, not to be there b'shas ma'isa. Zokti Divrei Yecheskel, by the reason why Kedushin, it would help, Eid Yediyah Mitchilel, like Eid Yichud, you see that that has to be Eid b'shas ma'isa. It says, Get is different. It's Miyash and Raj, but Get is different. Why? Because Get is only levrure, because the Sheets and Rajba is like the Rif, that according to Eliezer, Eid Yechassima also help in a Get. You don't need Eid Masira to shaf a chalois Get. That means that the Eidei Chasima are the Eidei Lekiyumei Milsa. That's the Eidei Chasima. The Eidei Chasima that assigned on a get, it itself, whatever the lumpness is, the Eidei of the that assigned on the get, they're the ones that Ki'ilu are seeing the Maisei Gerish HaShafin HaChalois get, and Melo the Mikayim, that there is a Gerish in here. The Eidei Masir is only to Mimvar, that afterwards, as B'Shas Nesina, was Chala get. So for that, it's enough to have a kriya later. Later, you read it over, so now it's inspired that there was a get here. But the etzem chalois get, the kiyume milsa, is sufficient with the edi chasima. So mela, Edim Mesira's role is only for the Levrurei Milsa. It's only Levrurei for that. If they read afterwards what was written in the Getz, and then it's enough. So mainly you can miyashiv that it's not a steer in the Ram Bechlal. But Al Kolponim, we draw out from the Avdim Aluyim and the Vicheskel and the Rishayim that there's definitely one side to understand that the side of the Eidos by Kedushin and by Gerishin is the Kiyume Milsa. That's to Shaft the Etzim Chalais Gerishin or to Shaft the Etzim Chalais Kedushin. And those Eidim need to Bishas Maisa see the Etzim Maisa Kedushin and Etzim Maisa Gerishin. It's possible anyway, like the Marit said, that in the case of the covering the Kala would be a good Kedushin because they saw Maisa Kedushin. Justin came late and there had to be Nisbar, a certain Prat, that she's the one that's Mikudesh. But Al Kopanim, you need an Edim on the Etzim Maisa in order for the Chalais HaDover, in order to have a Chalais Kedushin or Chalais Gerishin. On the other hand, Avnim Aluyim and the Ktzais, they're learning, Avnim Aluyim is learning that you don't need Edus L'Kiyume Milsen Mamish to Shaft the Chalais Kedushin or Gerishin. Edus of that have a idea and it can be viral later on what happened, that's enough L'Kiyume Milsa. That the Torah was L'Kedushin said, you know, to Edim L'Kiyume Milsa, that's only in order to have afterwards Edim L'Vrurei, they can be made. So that the teretz of Rabbi Chanan is totally in this. If you learn that, like the Rabbi Cheskel, and it's ungenomen to say that you need Edim and Kedushin, like Yume Milsa, so then we can understand why we need Xeris HaKosa to say that a cotton is possible. I would have a having to say it's cotton is kosher because in a case of Kedushin, all you need is the Kume Milsa. You don't need to be a virus. Even it can't be Samech and a cotton, because on his aid, it's the Vruri Milsa, but it hits the Kume Milsa. Kamash Malon, that a cotton is Bechla Apostolatus. Even the Kume Milsa, a cotton cannot shaf a place Kedushin. A cotton cannot be an aid. A cotton is possible for an aid. But Shank and the Fidic Tzais, that holds that the holy site of the aid is by Kedushin is not to b'shas ma'isa shafta chalois, but in order to after the mivayir that there was a kedushin, that's enough. The kumim mils, that's what it means. The kumim mils, to made later that there was a ma'isa chalois kedushin. So ibazai, it's right to shver. You don't need a posik to pass the cotton. The kumim mils, because anyway, it's possible of ruri. Like we said, like a mechon tainas, the cotton you can't be same mechon. Not for any of these sum, you can't rely on him. So b'chla, you wouldn't need a posik by a cotton. Let us end the shir with one last ta'ara. At the bottom of the Amud, after the Gemara finishes that cotton is possible edus, the Gemara brings a member from a Meimar. Umatanose matana. A matana of a cotton is a good matana. Rav Ashi asked a Meimar that if a Zvini, a sale that is Makabo Zuze, you say that he's not a good sale because maybe he's Meizel or Mazbin, for sure matana, which he doesn't receive anything. And the Gemara says in the end, Nafkuf Nun Vav, the Gemara Fir Zois, that a matana is different because he loved the Havale Ano Mine, Lehava Yoiv Le Matana. If not for the fact that he received a benefit from him, he wouldn't have received, given the matana. He wouldn't have received the matana. So it must be that by matana that he's giving, it must be he's giving it because he received something beforehand. And therefore it makes sense that the matana of a cotton is a good matana. The Rambam, in Perek Tesilchus Edus, Aloch Yedalid, brings two taimim why the matana of a cotton is a matana. First of all, he says, because the Dover Sheino Imotsui Tamid, it's not a common fact that a cotton is matana, and also he says the second reason, which is the reason of the Gemara, that if he wouldn't have received a great benefit, he wouldn't have given a matana. Why does the Rambam need to add the reason als milsad lo yishchicha adavah sheinim motzi tamid? You already have the time of the Gemara that if not for the fact that he received a great hana, he wouldn't have given it. So possibly the Anfei Erez suggests that the pshat in the Rambam is that there's a horror on the Gemara. Mechateisa that the child received is the equal value to the field that he's giving. Maybe it's maybe the hana is worth more than the sada. Maybe it's more. Maybe it's less. If it's less, then he's giving away something which is of more value. Just like he can't be samech on the oimid das of a cotton the gab mechira, then maybe he's going to sell it for cheaper. So how could he be samech on his oimid hadas on his evaluation the gab matana? Maybe it's he didn't receive such a great benefit. And he's still giving away more than he should have given away. If it's vada gili hanog dailos, then fine. But if not, how do you know that it was equal in value? So on that, the Rambam says that we know vada he received the great hanog. You're right; it might not be exact. But since it's also a dover shei motzi kol kach, it's not motzi tomin, it's not the shchiach, therefore they were makel by Matana more than Melkech HaMemker. So that means it's really a tzirf of both taimim. There is a svara that he definitely received the Hanah, or else he wouldn't be giving a Matana. But that alone, maybe is not conclusive to say that Matanasi Matana. But the fact that it's also Lishchichos, they didn't make a gzera. The Loshner Rishonim, Loshner Yadr Mayez, that he loved the Havale Anomine Kishir Maidi Yohivle, Loi Havi Yohivle Matana. This is much from Loshner the Ramah that the reason why we say Matanasi Matana is because we assume that he received the Hana at least equal to that which he's giving a Matana, if not more. So then it's Vaitar in the Rambam. Why did the Rambam have to come on to the Tam of Einim Matzi Tom? Good, the Rambam could be arguing. The Rambam argues and says that that alone is not enough of a Svara. And mainly you have to have a Tziruf of the svar that since a dovish any motzi tamin, it's not so shchiach, so it goes over rabbanon.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.